What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, April 12th. Nipsey Hussle was laid to rest yesterday in a beautiful ceremony at the Staples Center in L.A. Fans from all over lined the streets of L.A. to pay their respect to the slain rapper, in addition to performances by Jhené Aiko, Stevie Wonder, our very own Anthony Hamilton, Marsha Ambrosius, Snoop Dogg spoke, YG, Karen Civil read a letter from Barack Obama, and members of his family spoke, including his girlfriend, Lauren London. Here's a snippet of what she had to say.
Aramis, the love of my life, you know what it is. Grief is the final act of love. My heart hears you. I feel you everywhere. I'm so grateful that I had you. I love you beyond this earth. And until we meet again, the marathon continues.
The marathon continues. A lot of people, that's the saying. That's the hashtag. That's what it is. The marathon continues. We'll continue to respect and live up to his legacy, Nipsey Hussle. A lot of people chiming in on that this morning. If you want to say your thoughts on the memorial service, you can leave that on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
R.I.P. Nip.
Soulja Boy was taken to jail yesterday when he showed up for his probation violation hearing. The judge ruled that the rapper violated his probation in multiple ways. First, he failed to do community service and then tried to falsify the paperwork that showed that he did complete the community service.
Wait, what?
He didn't do it, and then he tried to falsify the documents and say that he did do it.
That's why they came
and got caught.
Stupid.
He got caught. He will have to stay in jail until his hearing, which is held on April 30th.
That's what you get, Big Draco, with your dumb...
Soulja Boy in jail. It looks like it's finally over between Wendy Williams and her husband, Kevin Hunter. The talk show host filed for divorce after more than 20 years of marriage. You know, she's been dealing with all of these cheating rumors and then some health issues over the past couple of years. They have one son together. She finally did it. She finally filed for divorce.
She's known about this for a while. People, we sit here and say that it's rumors and all this and the third. But behind closed doors, Wendy Williams and her husband, they've dealt with all of this. Ain't no telling how long she's been dealing with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's finally come to a head. And all right, let's move on.
You know what? I pray for her. I hope that this is going to be very difficult for her. As you can see, it's already taken a turn on her. It's already been very, very difficult for her. So I'm praying that she's able to get through this healthy, you know, healthy mind, healthy body, healthy spirit. I hope she's able to get through this in a healthy way, because she has not been doing it in a healthy way now.
I guess. I mean, I don't really care that much.
Yeah, well, I have a heart, Burpee.
It's not about not having a heart. It's like, okay, we all sad about Wendy now. She talked junk about everybody that she come across. And now we all like, oh, I'm so sorry for you, Wendy.
Hey, still.
Wendy, get over it. It's other men out here. Next.
Dag, Burpee. My goodness. Hey, listen, the first weekend of Coachella is this weekend. If you plan on streaming the event, the set times have been announced. Headliner Childish Gambino, he's going to hit the stage on Friday. He is scheduled to hit the stage at 11:25 p.m. And Ariana Grande will headline on Sunday at 10:30 p.m. You two will be offering a stream of the festivities for both weekends. Set times for other artists can be seen on Coachella's Twitter account. I will definitely be watching a lot of those performances.
I didn't even see Beyonce's performance.
Oh, no, I'm definitely... I would love to see what they're going to do at Coachella.
I've never watched Coachella.
Yeah, I know. I definitely want to see what they're going to do out there at Coachella. That's a huge...
It's a huge concert. Big show. Very big show. But even though, Beyonce, I didn't see it at Coachella when it happened, I will be watching her Netflix special to see what that was about. I will be watching that joint.
I definitely will be watching that also.
It's called Homecoming.
And the live streams.
We got a lot of HBCU feels going on right now.
Shout out to our very own Kier Gardner. He is from... he's from Charlotte, right. And he was one of the drummers. He graduated from A&T.
Agate Pride.
Yeah, he used to, he was in the band over at the Stratford Richardson YMCA. That's where met him. He's one of my former students. So shout out to him, and he's going to be in that documentary. He was in that performance. Happy birthday to Ed O'Neill and Claudia Jordan. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Claudia. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Ooh.
Calm down. Ooh, it's just, Claudia. It's She's weird. So it's weird, Brittany.
Her voice real deep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.